Thank you. Welcome everybody to our diversity call meeting, and this is our fifth meeting on the two of diversity. We will start off by a quick roll call. If there's anyone who's on call and it's not showing, kindly just let staff know so that they check a record of who's present. Otherwise, registration on Adobe will be considered as attendance for this call. Now moving on, Rafiq and I made an effort to consolidate the input of Strawman, that the first Strawman, version one of the Strawman that was received. We have sent out on the 1st of December, we sent out version two of the Strawman. It is available both on the Community Wiki and on Google Docs. We've not seen much response on it. And so as part of this call, if the group is comfortable, somewhat comfortable for now, with that as a guiding document on where we stand in terms of diversity, two things that we want to see out of this call is, one, what we need to improve on in terms of that diversity document, the Strawman version 2. Secondly, is what key questions do we need to be asking or preparing to share with the ICANN community as a whole? And so with that in mind, that is how we'd like the discussion to take off today, because that then will help us substantially achieve the goals that we have set as the rapporteurs in terms of getting us to where we need to be. So I would like to open up the floor for feedback on the Strawman version 2. Now, unfortunately, I'm not able to see the screen. So I will rely on Yvette to identify anyone with comments as the hands are raised on Adobe. Any feedback is welcome.
Hi, Fiona. This is Yvette. I don't see any hands raised yet at this point, just so you know.
Okay, it's Sébastien Bachelet speaking. If you allow me to take the floor, Fiona.
Sorry, you couldn't hear me.
Fiona, Sébastien has his hand raised. Can he go ahead and take the floor?
Yes, let him proceed.
Okay, go ahead, come in, Sébastien.
Okay, thank you very much, Fiona and Yvette. I think what is interesting in this Strawman version 2 proposal is that you have enhanced it from the previous version. I think there are two points we need to discuss in deeper level. The first one it's not to say that there are only two, but I would like to raise 2 points. The first one is a question about diversity versus skill. That's for me a very important point, and I am sure for the people who are more in one side than the other, both need to be defended and discussed. And the second point is that I know that it's coming from a document written in the Workstream One, but if each group can verify that what it says on what they have as a diversity proposal or situation, what it's taken into account in the in their own group, if it's summarized well, if it's representing the situation today, what it's really done, not just what it's on the text. Another group, SOAC, for example, accountability, the subgroup, and Shell can confirm that they send a questionnaire. Maybe we don't need to send a questionnaire, but we may ask the people from each group participating to this subgroup to take care of that. That's the two points I wanted to raise for now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sebastian, for that. I think the issues you raise are very important because on the question of diversity versus skill, it came through when we were doing the first draft of the document. As we have continued the discussion, it has kept on coming up. And so it's something that needs to be addressed. We had thought we'd captured it appropriately in section 3.6 on stakeholder group, where we were talking of the measure of stakeholder group diversity is yet to be clearly defined with individuals within ICANN representing more than one stakeholder groups and a suitable matrix that allows for that to be created. And the reason we're talking about a suitable matrix from this input we received is because sometimes, in some cases, it's certain skills that require someone to be in a particular group, but their area of interest may be a different group altogether. And so they find that they are in more than one, and or something along those lines. And so, being able to put together a suitable matrix that allows for various combinations of stakeholder groups should be able to help us then address that. And for some of the issues that need to be in that matrix boils down to the skills that you've acquired through academic qualifications, skills that you have acquired through your professional engagement. So you, for example, are not a, let me take something out of ICT, if you're not a lawyer, but you're involved in policy implementation, you end up, for example, getting involved in policy development, and then you find you get into a lot of legal-like work, which means then you have some level of understanding of legal, but you're not really legal. So that differentiation of skills is important to be able to identify and to know how to best accommodate it within our diversity circles in ICANN. Is there anyone else with a hand up needs to add to that? No one else with a hand up currently, Fiona, just so you know. Okay. Then on the second issue of the SOs and SEs and how they have really implemented diversity, I think it would be good to get a report from them on what they have done. So we could probably be asking for a report from the different chartering organizations on what do they do in the activities, in the way they run, to ensure that there is diversity? I think that is a fair question to ask, and to be able to then use that, because at the end of the day, one of the outputs of what the work stream 2 needs to develop is to create a work plan on enhancing ICANN's diversity. And for that, for us to know where the gaps are, we need to get information from the chartering organizations on what they have done, what we see as diversity, which is what we've been discussing since we started. Now, moving to the next level, what have the SEs and SOs done in terms of ensuring that they are enhancing diversity? Then be able to now from there provide recommendations on what can be done to better. The other area that I found a bit of interesting, and maybe we may need to discuss a bit more, is the way I see, the way ICANN works and the way ICANN runs its meeting. The one thing that is very obvious is the lack of, or maybe absence to some extent, of persons challenged in various ways. If, for instance, someone who was visually challenged was attending an ICANN meeting and they wanted to participate, how would they be assisted, granted to give feedback? Because sometimes when we have the public forums, we sort of assume everybody is, able to see where the mics are, they're able to get to the mics, we take a lot of stuff for granted. So I don't know, and that's another area that I thought, that's an area that we may need to see. How do we cater for those who are challenged in terms of material also that we produce? Because I know we don't produce anything in Braille. So then how do we reach out? And okay. When you look at the interest in ICANN, it's a question maybe we need to be asking ourselves. Any hands up?
Yes, Fiona. Sebastian's hand is up.
Okay, Sebastian.
Thank you, Fiona, and thank you for your last point. I think it's an important one. I guess that if we can have somebody from the meeting staff or the registration staff, they may give us some input on what it's done or could be done. If I remember well, in the registration form on the website, you have a question about any specific needs you may have, I know that they are taking care of that. I don't know what will be done, if it's happened or what it's done, but it could be interesting. First of all, they know about that if the people say it in the registration, but maybe it will be interesting to have one of them to tell us what it's planned for that and how it's organized, and maybe we can add some idea on this subject. Thank you. And if I, as I have the floor, I wanted to add one point. It's a question also about meeting and language. And it's just not just a physical meeting or the global ICANN meeting, but also the meeting where we are participating, like this one. The pivotal language is English. Here we don't have any interpretations, and we have just one language. But when we use different language, we can use interpretation. It's always the main language is English. And I am sure that if we can change that for some meeting, for some region, for some topics, using another language as a pivotal one, it could be interesting to see if there are changes in the behavior of people. And the last point, it's a suggestion we have made in the meeting strategy working group. It's to have a time slot dedicated for organizing meeting in seven different rooms with the language in each room from the seven languages supported by ICANN. And maybe it could be a subject and an idea to push within this group, because I think it could be a very interesting and important way to ensure a real diversity within the organization. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian, for that. I think your views sort of like stir a lot of thought, I would be interested to see the reaction of the meeting working group and the meeting team. And this could be something we could post to them to look at and see whether how possible that is, and what, because if we already have translation on the ground for a meeting, and some rooms may not be using all the translation, others, but making an effort to accommodate all, to show diversity in the way we run our activities, I think that would be something to see how, maybe just as a proposal, but it's something I would like to make a note of and keep somewhere in reserve when we are working with the meeting team to have them give us their views and feedback on that. And I think this will also go to the rest of the SEs and SOs on what their views are. And when you bring up the issue of language, something else that I observed, for example, is ICANN has gone out of its way to introduce the IDN. However, the languages spoken by the users of those IDNs are not accommodated in the way we work. So when we're in Hyderabad, and I observed that there may be some challenges in the community that that makes use largely of the IDNs in terms of getting the right information and understanding what ICANN is really all about, what we do, what opportunities are there within the internet ecosystem as a whole. And I think that is, if we as ICANN, rather if ICANN the organization has all these global engagement offices for awareness, for outreach, I think it is important that we get to know what efforts are been put into the communities that those offices serve in providing the material in languages that they can easily understand, or in formats that they can easily understand. Because I was a bit surprised in one of the meetings during the Hyderabad, the last ICANN Hyderabad meeting, in one of the sessions, there's someone who mentioned that some of the characters used in the IDNs are not normally written. The communities are developing a writing culture, but it's a lot of spoken. And if you want to pass a message across, it needs to be audio. So how are we as a global organization then dealing with that? Just food for thought. Any hands up?
I don't currently see anyone's hand up, Fiona.
Okay. In that case, because the agenda was likely to discuss the straw man version 2. I think I will also raise another issue that we need to probably consider and see how to put it correctly, or if everyone is comfortable with it, then we leave it. Section 2.3 on gender. We know that gender is either male or female, but there was feedback that there should be consideration for persons who are transgender or gender non-conforming. So then an option of other. And I don't know, I would appreciate feedback on that. Is it really necessary? Is because then does it, when we look at leadership positions and the level of activity of the different gender groups, the general gender groups that we know, male and female, we have had a drive to get to achieve gender, what is the right word? I think gender balance or gender
Or gender
equality, where we are
equality, where we are
50-50.
50-50.
So if
So
we are to
if
do
we
that,
are to do
someone has
that, someone
put
has
their
put their
mic unmuted. Please
mic unmuted.
mute because I'm
Please
getting
mute
an
because I'm
echo.
getting an echo.
Okay, Fiona, we do have a couple of hands up. We do have Sebastian, and I think Javier was in there, and I think we had another
Okay.
hand up as well.
Okay, then
So
please read out their name so that they can proceed.
okay, Sebastian, please take the floor.
Fiona,
Go ahead, Sebastian.
Sebastian Bachelet speaking. I wanted not to leave you alone to speak, but maybe a duo was not a right idea either, but there are two other people talking. We will talk after me. That's good. I wanted to then to take your point about gender, and an important question is that do we need to integrate gender within our working group as a diversity issue, or is it even bigger and it needs to be an equality issue? Then you add something about people who either don't consider themselves or are not, I don't want to say bad words about that. I don't know how to.
Sebastian, I've lost you. Hello?
I think maybe Sebastian got disconnected. I don't see him in there anymore. We'll see if we can get Sebastian reconnected.
Okay, who next? Who was next on the queue?
There was another one. If I mispronounce your name, my apologies. Is it Louise? How do you say your first name, my dear?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes,
Yes.
this is Yvette, the host. How do I pronounce your first name?
It's Lou Service. Lou Service. No problem,
Lou
Yvette.
Servi. Okay,
Yes, thank
my
you.
apologies. Please take the floor.
No. I know I have a difficult name, and that's absolutely fine. First of all, I would like to say I generally don't. Oh, wait. I think Sebastian might be back. How would the
Sebastian, do
chair
you
like
go ahead,
that?
lose
You had
this.
lost
Go ahead.
me.
That's okay. Go ahead, lose this. I have trouble with internet connection. Go ahead, please.
Merci, Sebastian. So I generally try not to intervene because I think the board should be letting the community drive this process. But so I just want to make an observation on, in, you know, my personal capacity, because I've worked a lot on this issue. And the usual terminology is people who do not conform to the binary gender definition, binary being male-female. And there are many different ways that people don't fit into that binary system. So I just want to share my personal observations in the hope that they're helpful. I think when it comes to diversity, I believe there are two things that are important. One is that everyone feels welcome to participate within ICANN. And a separate one is that the leadership of the wider community reflects that diversity. And I think if we make that distinction, it will be easier to deal with questions of non-binary people, as well as the question of LGBTI people. So my feeling is that everyone should feel welcome, and therefore it would be great if we can create an atmosphere in which no matter who you love or how your gender identity is, you don't feel you would be judged or you feel you could participate, because that's an important voice to hear. I think it will be a lot more complicated if there is somehow the ambition that that kind of diversity is somehow reflected in the leadership. And the reason is that in many, many cultures and many places around the world, this is not something that people would be willing or able to share. In certain countries, it is not only illegal to be gay or to not conform to a certain gender norm, but you could actually be prosecuted for it. It's a very personal matter. Both sexual orientation and gender identity are very personal matters. And I think it will be very hard to somehow organize around that. On the other hand, if someone is whatever, a transsexual or an intersex person or identifies as genderqueer or whatever happens to be their thing, I think it would be great if that person would not at any moment feel that for that reason they should not put a candidature forward or become actively involved or have the ambition for a leadership position. So I think that you know, as long as everyone feels welcome and part of the family, it should make it much easier than somehow trying to say we should always have the ambition to, you know, have a non-binary person somewhere. That will be, I think, very, very hard to organize. So I don't know if that's helpful, but it's just that I've worked on these issues for a long time, and they're very complicated in countries that have dealt with them for a long time. So I know they're even more complicated in many other parts of the world where these are very sensitive matters. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth, because what you've said raises a very important question that we had tried to cover in Stroman 1, and we still have not yet completed on that. And that was also to identify, of all the elements of diversity, which ones should be the most important. Because depending on the prominence we give to some of them, then it will determine what we need to work on moving forward. And what you've said about gender is very important. It definitely is a very sensitive issue. And yeah, there are parts of the world where only two genders are recognized. And if you were identified as not conforming to the binary, then you go to jail. And yet we have this ICANN meeting that goes around the world to different locations. So we need to be very careful about how we address some of the issues. And I think the one way that we have discussed with my co-rapporteur Rafiq is to also identify which of the elements of diversity are important. We've not yet done any ranking for these, and it will be good to hear from the group on how that should be done, so that then we know that on others, on some, it will be necessary to just observe. On some, we'll need to really measure and get statistics. On others, we shall need much more concrete actions. Issues of regional balance, language, those seem to be much easier. stakeholder and skills, diversity, those are much easier to get concrete actions out of. But we need to be in agreement on which of these issues fall into the category of those that are measurable, clearly measurable, and can be implemented by ICANN. And then have those, a separate group for those that are not measurable but important to note the observations of. So your comments, Ludovic, are really helpful in bringing that position that you had as a rapporteur through. Thank you. Any other hands, Yvette?
Yes, we have Javier.
Okay. Please proceed.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes.
Good morning to all. I'm Javier. I'm the new guy from ALAC North America. I'd like to support Lucevi's position on having the best, you know, language for the gender issue. I think our policy should be the most progressive policy possible with the best language possible. In regards, who declares themselves as a certain gender or how, that's a personal decision, you know, that would impact, you know, whatever measurements we do. But in regards to the policy set out, you know, in bylaw or in policies, you know, policy documents, I support completely the, you know, a position of having the most open and most progressive position that we can agree on in terms of you know, of gender. And you know, as Lucevi wrote in the chat, you know, even India, which is a highly complex society with, you know, with lots of progressive elements and lots of non-progressive elements, that the Indian government, you know, placed an other option in the visa. So that's interesting. So we might find more openness to this issue than we might suspect. You know, there might be even some consensus where we don't know, we wouldn't think that it is. So I support the most progressive position on that, and I reserve for you know, I don't know if it's right now or later to speak on the 2.4 on age and on the Stroman. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your intervention. I think if you can, please take the opportunity to speak also on the issue of age. Just give us your feedback. I'm assuming there are no other hands after you. Yes.
Actually, Fiona, there will be Sebastian because he had gotten disconnected, and then there's Julie after Javier.
So after those, then Javier can come back on the issue of age. Sebastian, you're next. Sebastian?
Fiona, it looks like we lost Fiat. It looks like we lost Sebastian again. So we can go on to Julie, and then maybe we can come back to Sebastian.
Julie?
Thank you.
Julie, we can't hear you. Can you hear us, Julie? We heard something a few minutes ago. Go ahead, Julie. I think we can hear you now. Go ahead. Julie, are you still with us? Okay, Fiona, I don't know. We may be having some audio or connection issues there as well.
Javier?
Okay, it's a...
Go ahead.
Sebastian, do we have you back?
not lost, but I wanted to leave the floor to other people. I already talked too much, and it's better if Julie can take the floor. And Javier, go ahead. Don't worry.
Merci, Sébastien. On the age issue, 2.4, I'm looking at the text of the straw man, and there's an addition there in pink that says from millennial to the next generation. You know, I think that addition tends to exclude people because it seems to talk about young people only. You know, I think we should be as open as possible as we are in the gender issue, and be aware not to exclude, you know, older folks. You know, where I'm from in Puerto Rico, you know, the older, you know, like senior stakeholders are very important. We're an aging society, and our work down here is really concentrating on them. For them to adopt and to get into you know, ICTs, you know. So just a comment on that issue, on that 2.4. I think we should make clear that we're open. I think the original language there in black, you know, it's pretty open. I don't understand the addition though, which seems to close it down. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Javier. I think we may need assistance in terms of getting to know what are the because I honestly don't know what the different age groups are in between there. I would need to do a bit of research on that. But if there's someone in the group very well versed on that, it would be helpful for them to help us with the wording so that we don't leave anybody out, because we picked it just as as the comment was presented, but I think it can be polished and it can be better presented.
Okay, Sébastien speaking.
Any other...
If you allow me.
Yes. Please proceed, Sébastien.
Okay. Thank you, Fiona. Yes, I think the question of age is it's important, and how we write it will be important also. But the current situation, first of all, is that we don't have any public data on age. If you try to look to the birthday of a leader within this organization, I was trying to look at that, and the only one I got was the age of the chair, because he get 70, and it was on the news. But for the other, this information, it's not available, and it's very difficult to take that into account. In the other hand, when I was on the board, that we need to find younger people. It was interesting because some answer was no. We already know what it's when it's too young people. They don't know about the organization. They don't know about the topics. They don't have the skill, and so on and so forth. And it's why we are. A lot of people retired or quite old. And I think we need to try to find some better balance in that. But of course, when you add points of diversity to other points of diversity, the question you raise on what are the most important. For example, if we have all the leadership organization or the board or any other leadership within the SONACs, if all people are the same, even with gender balance, but for example, they are all, I don't know, IT engineer or lawyer or whatever else, it will not be good either. And it's where it's quite complicated, but very important that we try to balance all type of diversity. That's one point. The second, I wanted to come back on the issue of skill, because I know that it's a very hard point in the discussion. And my thought on that is that you can always train, help people to understand better, to know, to get the skill. You will not transform a man into a woman. You will not transform somebody with the age. You will not change your age, and so on and so forth. And skill, you can improve your skill. You can't change what you are. It's why I think it's so important that we try to get as much as diversity possible. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that, Sebastian. And I've made a note. We will add in as an element of diversity skill as a separate element, because then from the way you explained it, then it's now clearer. I understand it better on why skill has to be separate and is important to pay attention to. Javier, you still have your hand up?
Okay. No, I think that was an old hand, Fiona. Do we want to try Julie again?
Yes, please.
Julie, can you hear us?
I can. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you
yes,
now. Please come on in.
Ah, thank you very much. I was wanting to pick up on the point that Fiona made a while ago regarding wanting to try to prioritize various aspects of diversity that have been defined in the straw man. And the comment I wanted to make was that across ICANN, within its various groups, such as the SOs and ACs and other groupings like the board, even ICANN staff, I think different aspects of diversity are of different relevance in each context and within each group. And so I think what I feel would be a more logical way to go is for the different groups to define their what aspects of diversity are of can you hear me now?
Fiona, I think we lost Julie. I'll see if we can try to go ahead and accommodate and get her back. But at this point, I think audio went out for her.
Okay, but she was talking about being able,
it's challenging Julie
being able
speaking.
To
can you hear me again?
The different areas having a different need for diversity and prioritizing differently, which I think is Julie, can you please type your comment in the chat?
Can you hear me now? Okay. So yes, I was just trying to say that each group would be, it would be logical for each group to try to prioritize various aspects of diversity within their own groups rather than try to do that across ICANN as a whole, because different groups.
Now we can hear you.
Because different groups have different needs. I'm not sure whether you can hear me again or not.
I think I've had the last part and had the beginning, so I will summarize my understanding and then you can correct me. But from what you're saying, because different arms of ICANN, the staff, the board, the SEs and SOs, have different a different way of looking at the elements of diversity and prioritizing them based on what they see as important. And so it would be difficult for us as a working group to put together a consolidated list of aspects of ICANN that are important. But if we went back to the SEs and SOs, to ICANN staff, to the board, and had each of these arms of ICANN prepare their prioritization of the elements of diversity that are important to them, then would end up with a clearer position on how to rank the elements of diversity. And I think that is agreeable, and it would be something that we should take note of and begin to think of. Then how do we begin that engagement with the board, with staff, and with the S's and S's on the elements of diversity. So thank you, Julie, for your feedback. So any other comments on the Stroman?
We don't have any hands up currently, Fiona, and we have about 10 minutes left to go in the call.
Okay. So then, I think after the call, I will work with Rafik and Leon Sanchez, who's from the main Workstream 2 co-chairs, working with us on these, and we will consolidate the views and see which would be the best way with all the proposals tabled, which is the best way forward, and have that shared before the end of the week so that you can prepare for the next call. And just to let you know, as we move into LB, I think I'll take the time remaining to let you know that we do have two more calls before we finalize for this year. And the next call is scheduled for the 13th of December, 5 to 6 UTC. And during that call, we will, before we get to them, we will have shared with amongst the rapporteurs, and we will share with you what the agenda shall be then. But of course, one of the key things is moving forward, looking at the Stroman, another reading of the Stroman and feedback, considering that the participation on the call has been, attendance has been low compared to the number of persons who are registered as members of the working subgroup. And so with that, we will I think if there's nothing else to add, we can call it a day. Those of you who are at the IGF, enjoy. And I hope you're having some very meaningful discussion. Anything else anyone would like to add? If not, then we can end the call. And thank you all for participating. Thank you, staff, for your support. We really appreciate it. Thank you, and bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.